They look like any other family. A real one. Cousins, siblings, aunts and uncles, brothers and sisters. They look like any other family with a past, with shared stories and traditions and jokes, memories of childhood summers and hundreds of holidays, carrying old wounds and the echoes of kept and broken promises. But they are not like any other family. Not exactly. Does that mean they are not a family at all? Each of them stumbles over the word occasionally, searching for the right label to explain their relationships to outsiders, never feeling quite understood, not quite certain themselves of what the right term for this is. Still, that name, family, is as close as they have found. They are a family, formed by three sets of parents who adopted from the same group of biological siblings. Once upon a time, there were three children. Phoebe, the eldest at 5, and the twins, not quite toddlers. When their grandmother, who had been raising them, died, there was no one else to turn to. Their mother, Brianna, had been so young when she had them, was more like a sibling to them than a parent, and was no more prepared to care for them than she had been when they were born. As the social workers began casting about for options, fostering, adoption, little Phoebe took her own destiny in hand and asked to live with Ginger. This was a surprise to everyone, most of all Ginger herself, whose only connection to Phoebe was her volunteer work in Phoebe's kindergarten class as a reading tutor. But she had fallen for Phoebe in the same way the child had fallen for her, and she was happy to open her home. Tabitha and Perry, who had married later in life and were hoping to build their family through adoption, were asked if they would care for the twins. Busy and curious and energetic, an exhausting joy. They had just completed their home study and were surprised but delighted to have Tate and Taylor come home with them so quickly. Splitting up siblings who got along so very well and had already lost so very much was generally seen as a less than ideal arrangement. But when Tabitha suggested a new way of thinking of it, the children living in different houses but still raised as siblings, the social worker and the judge, and most important, Brianna, embraced the plan. And so they became one family and many families at the same time. Tabitha had always loved the idea of this magical new thing they were making. It was what she had been dreaming of her entire lonely childhood and beyond. Being part of a big, happy family. They all come together to celebrate birthdays with piñatas and cake in the backyard, to share gratitude at Thanksgiving, and to have dinner every Sunday night, including Brianna when she can make it. Ginger, who came from a complicated family and escaped it as soon as humanly possible, likes this familial closeness rather less, even though she believes firmly, agrees entirely, that keeping the siblings as close as possible is the right thing for the children. She had never thought she would be a mother at all, and it couldn't have happened any other way. Sometimes, Ginger considers the millions of decisions that led her to exactly that place so she could catch Phoebe as she fell from the sky, and marvels at the happenstance that brought her this child. It is only that after spending her entire adulthood building a life of happy solitude, in addition to motherhood, she has inherited a complete set of quasi-relatives. Sometimes Ginger feels as if she spends all her time going back and forth to Tabitha and Perry's house. Everything happens there, of course. When the parents were first working out the boundaries and rules of this tiny nation they were forging, they had committed to weekly family dinners and holidays together as their baseline. Now it seems to have grown far beyond that, especially since Violet arrived.